Motorway Northwest London, Monday, Erev Rosh Hashanah, 6th September, Kaf Test Elul. Dain David Shloime Englander. Sadiqim Michtovim Lechayim. So why do people die? This week's Shurim has been sponsored anonymously with its filler Avina Malkin Shmach Moshe Fole Amecha.
Morning. It's not an easy time to come to a shiur. It's very commendable. Whoever is able to come, that's be able to make the time.
And the people listening as well.
And the people listening, yeah. We know Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, as the Mishnah says, Ba'bo prokim ho'ilm nidoin, the Pesach al tvuo. But Saras, appears to Elon, Rosh Hashanah, Kolboy, Olam, Oivim, Lefanov, Kivnei Morin. All people pass before Hashem like sheep, and Hashem judges them and decides whether they will have, what kind of year they will have. Shenema, the part of the mission says, Shenema, Hayotze Yach Libom, Hamevin Al Koma Aseyim. How does the judgment of Rosh Hashanah work? The Gemara says, famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tazayin with Beis. Omar Rabbi Krus Pedoi, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Shloisha Sforim Biftochim Bereish Hashanah. There are three books in Shemayim that are opened in Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, Echad Shel Yeshoyim Gemurim, and Echad Shel Beinoinim. Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim, Venechtovim Al Telechai. The Tzadikim Gemurim are inscribed and sealed immediately for life. Rishoyim Gemurim, Nechtov Mechtam La Alta Namisa. Rishoyim Gemurim are inscribed and sealed immediately for death. And many Rishoyim explain life and death doesn't mean necessarily life and death. It includes, the Chaim includes all of the components of a good life: health, happiness, wealth, Shalom Bayis, Nachas, children, etc. That's all part of Chaim. And Beinoinim, Tluyim Va'oimdim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. And if Zochu, which you say means if they did Tshuva, then Nechtovim L'Chaim, Loi Zochu Nechtovim L'Misa. Now the obvious question is, this description sounds very good, but what is the reality on the ground? What do we see? We see people go through Rosh Hashanah, and we see in the course of the year, there are tzaddikim, people who seem to be tzaddikim gemurim, and unfortunately, they suffer and they die sometimes. We see Rishoyim gemurim, people that are terrible people, they don't seem to be keeping the mitzvahs, and they live, and they're successful. So how does that match what the Gemara says? The Gemara seems to be saying that this is what happens year after year. How does that match the reality? This is not my question. This is a question that all the Rishonim ask, many of the Rishonim ask this question, and there are various Mahalchim in the Rishonim how to explain the apparent incongruence between what the Gemara says and what we see happening in the course of the year. There are at least four Mahalchim in the Rishonim. We'll try to get through, there's more than four, but we'll try to get through at least four of the Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The first Mahalch is that the question is how to define tzaddikim gemurim and rishoyim gemurim. Most rishonim explain that tzaddikim gemurim and rishoyim gemurim, as Rashi explains, many other rishonim, that it means rubam zechuyos is called tzaddikim gemurim, rubam avoinos is called rishoyim gemurim. So some rishonim come and say, the Sefer HaChinuch says like this, and he says b'shem Moiri, his rabbi. We don't know for sure we don't know for certain, I don't think we'll ever know until Mashiach comes, who was the Mechaber of the Sefer HaChinuch. His name was Reb Aaron, but he was definitely a Talmud of the Rashba. When he says Moiri, he means the Rashba. Many say it was the Ra'ah, who was Reb Aaron HaLevi, who was always a Talmud of the Rashba. It's a question if that's true or not, or he's a different Talmud. Anyway, but he says Moiri, he means the Rashba. And indeed, in Chidush HaRashba, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tazayin, this is one of the Mahalchim in the Rashba. He says, no, Tzadikim Gemura means kuloi zchus. Rishonim Gemura means kuloi chayv. Now, that means Tzadik Gomer means someone who only has mitzvahs, doesn't have any aveis. Rosh Gomer means someone who doesn't have any mitzvahs, only has aveis. According to this Mahalach, then the kasha from the Metzias is not that difficult to resolve, because we don't know many people that can fit such a description of a Tzadik Gomer, and we don't know many people who can fit the description of a Rosh Gomer, because even people that are that seem to be Tzadikim Gemurim, that they're great people, and they're very erelcha people, but they have some aveiros, so they're not considered a tzaddik gomer. And even someone that you see that seems to be a rosh gomer doesn't have any mitzvahs. He has one or two mitzvahs. He has some mitzvahs. So basically, anyone who's not mamish 100% mitzvahs or 100% aveiros is, according to this mahalach, is included in the category of beinoinim, and therefore they're not lechtavim lechayim or lemisa rosh hashanah. They're tluim va'oimdim. From Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippurim, Zachu Nechtam L'Chaim, Zachu Nechtam L'Misa, and that's a way how to resolve this question of how does it match the reality. However, most Rishonim do not want to explain the Gemara in this way, and they explain, Tosfos and the Ran explain clearly that you can't say that Binoinim, in their opinion, you can't say that Binoinim means everyone who's not Kulei Zakai or Kulei Chai. Such a person would not be considered a Beinoni, a middle of the road person. Such a person would be considered a Tzadik She'ena Gomer, someone who's only Rubei Zechuyos, who's mostly is 99% mitzvahs, 1% Averis. You wouldn't call that a Beinoni, you would call that a Tzadik She'ena Gomer, and someone who's 99% Averis, 1% mitzvahs, you wouldn't call that a Beinoni, you would call that a Rosh She'ena Gomer. So, They find it difficult to say that in the language of Beinoni can be used in such a way. And therefore, these Rishonim reject the Mahalach of the Sefer HaChinuch and this Mahalach in the Rashba. But here's where they diverge. That not everyone, there's a few different Mahalachim how to resolve this question. Again, if we don't say this, the Sefer HaChinuch's Mahalach is a very easy way out of the question. But the problem is, once we say that Rishonim Gemurim means Rubei Avoinus, and Tzadikim Gemurim means Rubei Zechuyos, then we are familiar with many of those type of people. We are familiar with people who are Rubei Zechuyos. We are familiar with people that are Rubei Avoinus. And we see that some of the Rubei Zechuyos people unfortunately suffer and die. And we see that many of the Rubei Avoinus people survive, and not only that, they thrive and they have a good year. So how does this match the reality? So there's another Mahalach from which Tosfos says, and Tosfos quotes the famous Gemara that which is based on the Pasuk Umashalim L'Soyin of Aponav Avidoi, that there are Tzadikim. There's the general question of Lama Tzadik V'Raloi Rosh V'Toivloi, how is it that Tzadikim sometimes suffer, the righteous suffer, and the wicked people sometimes prosper. And one of the terutzim, a very big yisoid in Chazal, is that someone who's Rubai Zechuyois, he has Rubai mitzvahs, so then Hashem wants to give him his main sechar in Olam Habo. So in order to pay him off for his miut of Averis in Olam HaZeh, that he should be able to come to Olam Habo clean, so Hashem pays him off with some suffering in this world for the miut of Averis that he did. Sometimes, conversely, you have a Rosha who's Ruboy Averis, and when he's going to come to Olam Haba, he's going to get paid by being total Gehenim, total suffering. So Hashem pays him off in this world for the miut of mitzvahs that he did. He pays him off so that when he'll come to Olam Haba, he'll be clean of any mitzvahs, and he'll be able to get Kula Gehenim. That's the Gemara says that in Kedushin, it's a big Yisoid in Chazal. So, according to this, says Tosfos, that is what the Gemara means over here. Tzadikim lechtov lechayim, kaloyma lechayim el mabo. Tosfos is a little bit cryptic. Tosfos does not explain exactly what does that mean in practical terms. What does it mean lechayim el mabo? So, the Tosfos Harosh explains that elaborates a little bit more, and he explains what Tosfos means. He says, and just to explain why, what's what okay, so Pashas, what Tais means to say, when Tais says L'chayelam Habo, Tais means to say that the din of Rosh Hashanah is not about Olam Hazeh. Tzadikim Nechtovim L'chayim means Chayelam Habo. Rishoyim Nechtovim L'misa means L'misa in Olam Habo. Okay? So, does that mean that Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is not deciding about our health, about our wealth, about any Olam Hazeh? He's only deciding about our Olam Habo. If that's the case, then Tosfos is very difficult to understand. First of all, and these are not my own rais. The Ramban brings his rais. The Rashi brings his rais. They say the Gemara of Tzadikim Lechtovim Lechayim and Lemisa must be talking about Olam Hazeh, not Olam Habo. Why? First of all, we say in the davening, the Musaf we're going to say tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah. So there's a hekesh over here. The Medinois. What's Hashem deciding Rosh Hashanah? Shalom, Cherev, Brios Boye Pakedu, Lazkirim Lachaim Velamoves. It's also just like Cherev and Shalom and Seiva and Rov is about Olam Hazeh. So Brios Boye Pakedu is also about Olam Hazeh. How can you say it's talking about Chayel Mabo? That's one ride that Ramban brings in his Drosh Rosh Hashanah. Another raya brings, the Gemara says, Kishem Shem is the noisov shall odom ksuvim Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, kachas, your noisov shall odom ksuvim Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. It says clearly how much a person is going to earn and how he's going to lose financially is decided on Rosh Hashanah. And even more so, the Rashba asks a very strong kasha. He says, why, what would be the purpose of deciding a chayim of Olam Haba on Rosh Hashanah? What is the purpose? It's a futile exercise. Why? Because at the end of the day, he says, let's say a person takan Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides a person is rubai, he weighs his mitzvahs, averis, he decides a person is rubai zchuyis, let's say. Yeah? And then, so on Rosh Hashanah, this person was a tzaddik, he was rubai zchuyis, yeah? You have mamish, a tzaddik, an erlich habacha, from a good family and a good yeshiva, and he's learning and he's davening and does everything right. So comes Rosh Hashanah, Hashem decides, okay, Chayelam Habo, he gets it right, yeah? Okay. And then, a few months later during the year, what happens is he gets hold of an iPhone, and all of a sudden he gets all kinds of bad friends, and he gets exposed to all kinds of terrible things, and all of a sudden he leads himself off the path, and he becomes now Rosh Hagomer, and he's all of a sudden, you know, in a different situation in life, and not only that, he becomes antagonistic and he becomes bitter at his upbringing, and all of a sudden he's toyal rishonis, the Gemara says, he regrets all the mitzvahs that he did, and this is a few months down the road, yeah, from Rosh Hashanah. And then what happens is, unfortunately, he overdoses and his neshama goes to Shemayim. What's going to happen with him now? What's going to happen for Olam Habo? He lost his Olam Habo because he was Toyal Rishinus. He was Toyal Rishinus. What happened? So what's the purpose of Paskening Rosh Hashanah that he gets Chayim for Olam Habo if it's anyways going to be decided later on? And the same would be Faket. If someone was a terrible person on Rosh Hashanah and he was a Choyte Gomer, and he did many averes, and Hashem decides on Rosh Hashanah that he should have his Chayel Mabo should be Gehenim. But then a few months later, he gets a Hira Tshuva, and he gets his Oiris, and he's Taka Be'emes, Mischaret, and everything he did, and the person becomes a Baal Tshuva Gemura, and then he gets hit by a truck, and he gets hit by a car, and his Neshama goes to Shemayim. What's going to happen to him? He goes straight to Olam Habo. So what's the purpose of deciding on Rosh Hashanah what his Olam Habo should be, if anyways his Olam Habo is going to be decided by his status? What is the purpose of deciding on this is what the Rashba asked on Tosfos. What is Chayelam Habo? Why should Chayelam Habo be decided on Rosh Hashanah? If anyways that can change, it's a fluid psak, because it can anyways change until the time when his neshama departs from this world. So the Tosfos Rosh adds a few words, and according to the Tosfos Rosh, we can understand what Tosfos means to say with Chayelam Habo. He says like this: of course, the purpose of deciding what the din of Rosh Hashanah is for Chayel Mazeh, but the psak of when we say Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtov Nechtov La'alte La'chayim means Chayel Mabo. Let's explain what that means. In order to decide what type of Olam Hazeh the person should have this year, we have to first decide what his Chayalim Haba should be, theoretically. Once we will decide, once in Shemayim, his theoretical Chayalim Haba will be decided, then based on that, they decide what his Olam Hazeh should be. Explanation. If a person, let's say, is someone who is a tzaddik, he's Rubai Zechuyos, and in Shemayim, they have to decide what his Olam Hazeh should be for this year. You can't just say, well, he's Rubai Zechuyos, let him have a good year. No. Because if he's Rubai Zechuyos, but he has some Aveiros, so he has to get paid off in this world for those Aveiros, his year this year, his Olam Hazeh year, might be very, very difficult. He might have a very difficult year because Hashem wants to pay him off in this world for his Aveiros in order that he should be able to come to Olam Haba clean. So they first have to decide theoretically what this person's Olam Haba should be. So if his Olam Haba is that he gets Kule Chaim in Olam Haba, so then he has to get paid off in this world for his Averis. Oh, so now they're going to give him some bad for this year, some suffering for this year. And the same will be Fakat, if you have a Rasha who has Rubai Averis, and then he gets he's Rubai Averis, but he has some mitzvahs. So on before deciding what his year should look like for his Chayil Mazeh, so they decide in Shemayim first what his theoretical Chayil Mabah should be, which is Kula Gehenim, and then they decide, okay, now he has to get paid for all his mitzvahs which he did, his miyatov mitzvahs which he did. He's going to be paid in this world. That and appeal that based on what his theoretical Chayil Mabah should be. That is how they decide his Chayil Mazeh. So again, to reiterate, according to Tosfos, the din of Rosh Hashanah is actually, the purpose of the din of Rosh Hashanah is not to decide what the person ultimately should be getting in Olam Haba. Because what he's going to get in Olam Haba will be decided according to his matzav before he dies. What they decide in Rosh Hashanah is Chayil Mazeh. But the Tzadikim Gemurim Mechtovim La'alta L'Chayim means L'Chayil Olam Haba, and based on that will be decided what their Olam Hazeh should be like for this year. And the same thing, Rishon Gmur, Nechtam, Nechtam, La'alta, L'Misa, L'Olam Haba, and based on that, there's a decision what their Chayilam Hazeh should be for this year. Okay, that is Tosis with the Tosis Rosh. The third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Ran, Rishon the Ramban and Rebbe Yishaya. And he says that Tzadikim Gemurim and Rishon Gemurim has a different meaning. He says the word tzaddik means the person who wins the case, who wins the judgment, and the word rasha means the one who loses the judgment. Like we find the pasuk, v'etzdiku es hatzadik v'yeshivu es harasha, which in that pasuk means the one who wins the case, the one who loses the case. So he explains like this. There are certain mitzvahs which give a person a zchus for chayim. It's a straight ticket for life. There are, in Olam Hazeh, L'mashal, just for an example, the pasuk says, "Kibud Ovein, Arichas Yamin." Shulah Haken, Arichas Yamin. This is a ticket for life. There are certain Averis that have in them a ticket, a straight pass for Misa. Those mitzvahs or Averis, a person who has one of those, a person who has a pass for Chayim, he's called a Tzadik Gomer. Because he has a mitzvah which gives him that schos to live, he's called Tzadik Gomer because he wins. He wins the case. He's Tzadik because he wins the case. The word Tzadik over here means Tzadik, like Vitzdikas Tzadik. He gets a pass for life. The person who's Rosh Gomer means someone who has a something which he did, which is a straight ticket to death, to get killed or to suffer a certain type of Yisurim. So that is called the Rosh Gomer. So what we're saying is, the people who have that sort of knockout type of Zchus or Chayva, they are decided on Rosh Hashanah, if they get Chaim or Misa. Everyone else means the people who don't have any special ticket to Chaim, or any special ticket to Misa, they just have all their Maisim that they do. Those are called Beinoinim. They have their mitzvahs, they have their Averis, and that are Tluyim Va'imdim, Rosh Hashanah Adim and Kippurim, and then they get decided on Yom Kippur. So again, according to the Ran, this Mahalach. So again, we really can't know who's a tzaddik gomer, who's a rosh gomer, because every person might have that knockout zchus, or that knockout choiva, which is going to cause their nechtov l'chaim, nechtov l'misa, and it's very hard to know who's a rosh gomer, who's a tzaddik gomer. That's the third mahalach. The fourth mahalach is the mahalach of the Rambam. And the Rambam, it's very interesting, the Rambam is in Hilchos Chuva Perek Gimel. The Rambam doesn't even say that he's coming to answer this question, but the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam is coming to address this question, and it's definitely true that the way the Rambam explains the shikul of Rosh Hashanah, the how Hashem weighs the mitzvahs and averus, it definitely, the kasha is definitely resolved with this. And the Rambam says, again, in Perek Gimel, Kol Echad V'Echad B'Nei Adam Yesh L'Zchuyos V'Avoynos, and he says, Misha Zchuyosav Yiseris Al V'Noysav is called Tzadik, Misha V'Noysav Yiseris Al Zchuyosav is called Rosha, Mechtzel Mechtz is called a Beinoni. And then the Rambam says that this shikul of Tzadik, that someone who's Avoynosav Merubin Al Zchuyosav, he's Nichtav L'Misa, and someone who's Ruboy Zchuyos is Nechtam l'chayim. But then the Ram adds another line, and he says, "B'shikol ze einoy l'fi minyan hazchuyis va'avoynis." This shikol is not according to the quantity; it's not based on the quantity of mitzvahs and averus. El l'fi godlon. It's on the quality, on the size, on the severity of the averus and the mitzvahs. And the Ram says, "Yesh zechus she keneged kama avoynis." Shenema yanim tzaboy davatoy v'yesh ovin shenu keneged kama zchuyis shenema v'chayta echad avatoy v'harbe. There are some averes which are very severe, which are outweigh many, many in quantity of zchuyes, and there are sometimes a zchus which is so great that it outweighs many averes. And he says, so how could we get the inside information? What is this? What is the? So what is it? What is that avera? What is that mitzvah? We want to know what that is. Ram says, I'm sorry. V'ein shoyklin al bedatish al keil deis. That only Hashem, who's called the Keil Deis, only He has the formula of assessing, of appraising which mitzvah is it has that koyach, which aver has that koyach. The Hu Hayedea, Heich Urchen Azchuyis Kenegel Avaris. Hashem is the one who knows. And I just want to add, according to the Rambam, we could understand why the Mishnah brings the pasuk. Hashem is the Mavin. Which Maisa is a Zchus connected to Avoynus, and which Maisa is a Avoynus connected to Zchus? Now, the Rambam, so the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam is coming to answer this question. How could it be that we see people that are Rubam Zchuyos? Apparently, Rubam Zchuyos. They seem to be Rubam Zchuyos. They daven every day, they put on tefillin, they keep kosher, they keep Shabbos, they keep mitzvahs, they learn and everything. And sometimes you see during the year they have a terrible year. And sometimes you see people, terrible people, they're doing all kinds of wrong things. And what happens to them is that they get to have a good year. So how could that be? So the Rambam says, don't worry, yesh, it's taka toli in Rubam Zchuyis Rubam Avoynis, but Rubam Zchuyis Rubam Avoynis means according to the data of Kael Deis, he knows how to measure the goydel, the size of each aveir. Now that's the Rambam's mahalach, how the Rambam resolves this kasha. But we still need to understand the Rambam. There's a few questions over here. First of all, just simply mathematically, it's not so easy to understand. How is it possible to say you have two people? Imagine you have two people, two next door neighbors. One is what we would call lefi. We would say this person is a tzaddik gomer, is ruba is chuyas. The next door neighbor, someone we would call a rosh gomer. Okay, so now we're going to say that this rosh gomer, and you see during the year that the rosh gomer has a great life, and the tzaddik gomer suffers. So we're going to say what happened to Rosh Hashanah. Oh, the reason is like this: this rosh gomer had a zchus that was so big that was connected all of his averus. Okay, this tzaddik had an avera that was so big connected all his chuyas. Each one individually, I could hear it, I could understand that. But if you juxtapose these two people, are you saying that the zchus of that Rosh was so big, that was so much bigger than all of the zchus of that tzaddik? The tzaddik, with all his zchus, didn't manage to make it through because of that one aveira that he had. And you tell me the Rosh had one zchus that outweighed that he came out with a better, he came out on top of the tzaddik, of the Rubis Chuyas. It's very difficult to understand this. Yeah, that this is the Daita Shel Kael Deis. Okay, that's one kasha. There's another kasha. Rambam used the Lashon Kael Deis. We know that Hashem has many kinuyim. There's tens of kinuyim of the Ribbono Shel Olam that we find in Chazal, in Tanakh. Kael Deis is in Shmuel Aleph Beis Gimel. Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel. It's the Haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Ki Kael Deis Hashem V'loy Niskenu Alilois. Rashi says of there, Kael Deis means Yedea Ma B'Lvov Yishol Kol Echad V'Echad. Why is that the description? Why is that the kinui? We're talking about Hashem knows how to measure the size of Aveiros and the size of mitzvahs. So why is that Kael Deis? He knows what's inside the lave of the person. It sounds like it should be something else. Hashem knows in Shemayim how big an Aveiros is or how big a mitzvah is. Second question. Third question. The Rambam says that the Rambam says, how do we know that there's one mitzvah that's connected many aveiros? Rambam brings a pasuk, Ya nimtza bo yedav toiv. How do we know that all mitzvahs connected come as chuyas? It's a pasuk. It says v'choyte echad yavet toiv harbe. Why do we need psukim for this? We know that there are aveiros that are more chomer than other aveiros. We know this chayve asay, this chayve lavin, chayve krisas, chayve misa v'dei shemayim, chayve misa bezdin. We know there are aveiros that have greater severity than other aveiros. Why does Rambam have to say shenema? It sounds like from the Rambam that the goydel ha'aveiros and the goydel ha'zchuyis that we're talking about is not the regular goydel ha'aveiros and the goydel ha'zchuyis that we generally discuss. And the question is, so what is it? One more question is that the Rambam at the end says, he says right after that, he says, he brings the Gemara of Toyal Rishonis, that someone who did mitzvahs and then he was Toyal Zchuyas Sha'asa, Ibed as Kulam, he lost all those mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam bring this over here? He doesn't bring it anywhere else, he brings it over here. Okay, so I believe that the Pshat in the Rambam is like this. The emes is, if you look in the Ramban, in Parashat Netzavim, that we lay on Shabbos, the Ramban says over there, he explains the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, V'yagiyu yomim asher toymar ein libohem cheifetz. Zok the Gemara, Eilu yemois ha-Mashiach she'en bohem loy zchus v'loy choyvo. She'en bohem loy zchus v'loy choyvo. There's a question what that Gemara means. Rashi and Shabbos explains it differently, but the Ramban and Chumash in Parashat Netzavim explains, Yemois ha-Mashiach, there will not be any cheifetz, means there won't be any bechira. There won't be any free will. So, since there won't be any chayfetz, therefore there is no zchus and no chayva. And the Ramban says, because zchus and chayva is totally bechayfetz. Zchus and chayva is totally in the bechira. Now, according to this Ramban, we have a whole new understanding of what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is not talking about, when the Rambam says there are greater mitzvahs and there are greater aveiros, we have to divide in every mitzvah, we have to break it apart, every mitzvah and every aveiro, we have to look at this, two different things. There's the maisa and there's the bechira. There's the act of the mitzvah or the act of the aveira, and there's the choice to do the mitzvah or the choice to do the aveira. Now, we know that the choice to do a mitzvah sometimes can be very easy. And the choice, but sometimes it can be very difficult. The choice to do an aveira sometimes can be very easy. Sometimes it can be very difficult. Meaning to say, sometimes a person didn't really have such a big Yetzirah to do the Aveira, he did it anyway. Sometimes the person has a very big Taiva, very big Yetzirah, it's a very, very difficult Midas, and he wasn't able to misgaber on himself. That's a different type of choice than the choice of a person who didn't have such a big Yetzirah. Like Rabbi Sol Salanta said, if someone smoked, Rahman al-Tzlan, a person smoked on Shabbos, he says he doesn't even realize that for the 20th cigarette, he's going to be punished with a much bigger Oynish than the 19th. Because, okay, he has a big taiva to smoke, so he had to smoke on Shabbos. But he had to smoke 20 cigarettes. He could have smoked 19. For the 24, he's going to get a much bigger oynish because his bechira was much smaller. His nisoyin was much smaller. This is, I believe, what the Rambam is saying about goydel ha'avoynis and the goydel ha'zchuyis. What the Rambam is talking about is, we have, of course, b'negiyah, the maise itself, the oynish, this chayv krisus, chayv bezdin, chayv lavin, we know this, what the chomer of the maise is. We also know that mitzvahs have a certain schar. Mitzvahs have a certain schar, each mitzvah has its schar. But when it comes to, we're talking about the choice that the person made. And why are we talking about the choice the person made? Because when we're talking about, this is another question we need to understand. The Rambam says that the person is called a tzaddik if his rubai is choyes. The person called a rasha if his rubai avoinus. Now, we do understand that sometimes we find other places in the Torah where a person is, where roiv, rubai kekuloi. If a person, let's say, you shechta a behema, if you shechted roiv of the kana, then it's a good shechita. If you drank roiv of the revius, then it's rubai kekuloi, right? So, but that we understand. So over here also there's a concept of roiv, a person's roiv's chuyas and roiv avoinus. Roiv's chuyas and roiv avoinus can only make sense in the context of bechira. Meaning, if we're just talking about the isolated maisim the person did, the collection of actions that the person has, then the mitzvahs and the averus are really two separate cheshbonos. Just like you cannot define what this person is based on a collection of how many accumulated maisim of averus he has and how many accumulated maisim of mitzvahs he has. Because we know very well, a person is capable of doing a mitzvah 1 minute and 5 minutes later doing an avera and then 5 minutes later doing another mitzvah. What does that have to do with who he is? The maisim that a person does, the fact that a person has mitzvahs, is not a steer at all to the fact that he did averus as well. Why is the collection of mitzvahs or averus that he did does not define him as a tzaddik or a rasha? And to say if he has more mitzvahs then he's a tzaddik, if he has more averus he's a rasha. It's two separate parts of the person. It's like saying a person has wealth and a person has health. Do these two things have a shaychus? No, it's two different cheshbonos. How wealthy he is one thing, how healthy he is another thing. How many mitzvahs a person did and how many averus they did is really two different cheshbonos. The only tzad hashava that they have that we can sort of define the person based on how many mitzvahs and how many averus they did is only when we're talking about the bechira. How many good choices and how many bad choices a person made. When a person makes good choices, that defines him, who he is. When a person makes bad choices, that defines him, who he is. And in there is where we say, the roiv, what is the roiv of his choices? Is the roiv of his choices good choices, or is the roiv of his choices bad choices? And if his roiv choices were good, then he's a good person, he's a tzaddik. If his roiv choices were bad choices, then he's a rasha. This is what the Rambam means, the goydel hazchuyas and the goydel avoinus. We're not talking about the maisa itself. We're talking about the choice that the person made. When it comes to choices, this is something which is really, when you think about it, it's something that should move us to rethink who we really are. Because many of the things that we do, many people look at themselves before Rosh Hashanah, and we look at ourselves and we say, yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm quite. You know, I daven every day. I keep kosher. I keep Shabbos. I do all good things. You know. I do some averus also. But you want to know if I'm rubai zchuyas? I'm probably rubai zchuyas. But according to what the Rambam is saying, this is something we have to rethink, because the Rambam is saying how big was the bechira of what you did? If you kept kosher, but it was very easy for you to keep kosher. You have a zchus that's a good choice, but that's not a big good choice. The goydel of that bechira betoiv was not such a big thing, because you had Baruch Hashem, you lived in a community where there's so much plenty of kosher food. If a person was in a place for a week out in who knows where and he wasn't able to eat kosher food and then he didn't, that's a very big zchus. That is something which can outweigh, that's a very big bechir b'toiv that can outweigh many things. And the same thing, if you think about it, every person knows in his life the things that he has nisoyin about, and that is where he's going to be judged in the goydel hazchuyas and the goydel avoinus. Going into Rosh Hashanah, this is something which I think should move all of us to rethink what we're doing, and hopefully all of us were in the schos of the tshuva and the schos of Maisim Toivim that we all do in order to be zeicha b'din, we should have to be zeicha to be nechtav, the nechtam la'alte l'chaim, l'chaim, l'shal, l'sifin, l'shal, tzadikim, gemur.
Amen. Never, 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 never